Hospitals have a lot of tests to find a problem, like x-rays, MRIs, and CT scans. But studies show that Black and Hispanic patients are less likely to get this imaging in an emergency, and that might lead to a range of other health issues. Side Effects Public Media's Farah Yousri reports.
Diagnostic medical imaging is part of the first line of defense in a hospital.
X-rays, radiographs, as we call them, CT scans, MRI, ultrasound. These are used to diagnose diseases of all kinds, to screen for cancer, to monitor response to disease treatment. They certainly play a pretty fundamental role in the practice of modern medicine.
That's Dr. Andrew Ross, an assistant professor of radiology at the University of Wisconsin. A study he co-authored found that when Black or Hispanic Americans come to the emergency department, they're less likely to get imaging done.
We tried to control for disease severity, for insurance payer and other markers of socioeconomic status. The disparities shrank when we controlled for those other components, but they didn't disappear entirely.
The study found that adult Black patients were 21% less likely than whites to receive imaging at an emergency department. And because diagnostic imaging is so crucial in finding diseases, Ross worries this disparity can spill over.
We know, for example, that minorities have increased mortality from cancers of a variety of types, as you said. They often present at later stages of cancer diagnosis.
The lack of imaging tests could explain why the problems aren't found sooner. A similar study looked at pediatric patients and found that the child's race seems to play a role too. Dr. Jennifer Marin is a pediatric emergency department physician at the UPMC Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. She looked at over 3 million visits that required imaging in emergency departments across the country. She found that Black children were 18% less likely to receive imaging. But what does that really mean? And why does this disparity exist?
It's possible that there's overutilization here and that white patients are getting imaging that they don't necessarily need or that's not providing a net benefit. On the other hand, it could be that non-white patients are not getting the imaging that they should be getting. And that would then indicate an underuse. Or worse care. And it may be that both things are at play.
Ross agrees. He says the goal is not to offer more imaging, but to improve care for patients of all races. He says another reason for this disparity could be the places Black patients get health care.
We know that, for example, patients in minority groups are likely to get a lot of their care at lower resource hospitals, which may be understaffed, may not have access to certain types of advanced imaging technology.
Take lung scans as an example.
States that have some of the highest populations of minorities have some of the lowest numbers of accredited sites where you can get a lung cancer screening CT.
And then there's unconscious bias on the healthcare provider's part. Marin says it's hard for many physicians to admit that, but it's a real problem, especially in a high-stress environment like the emergency department.
And unfortunately, as emergency department physicians, these biases are actually exacerbated in times of stress. You know, there's structural factors that are just part of the healthcare system.
Structural factors like the fact that Black patients do not always have a primary care physician who can give them a referral or provide more information about symptoms, so they're more likely to advocate for themselves and their children at the hospital. Ross says we also need to have updated, clearer guidelines for doctors. He sits on an American College of Radiology committee that helps frontline doctors figure out the best approach.
And we've seen that when those types of clinical decision rules are applied, it helps narrow some of these disparities that are based on patient race.
Experts say there are other ways to bridge the gap too, like increasing the diversity among healthcare providers and having robust patient relations departments at hospitals for patients to speak up if they feel they're being discriminated against. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Farah Yousri.